Isaiah 40, verse 6, 7, and 8. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereas is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Sure, the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of the Lord shall stand forever. I'm going to sing All Flesh is Grass.
All flesh is like the grass. The grass withers and fades away. All flesh is like the grass. The grass withers and fades away. The glory of man is like a flower. It shrivels in the sun and falls. The glory of man is like a flower. It shrivels in the sun and falls. But the word of the Lord endures forever. The word of the Lord fades away. All flesh is like the grass. The grass withers and fades away. The glory of man is like a flower. It shrivels in the sun and falls. The glory of man is like a flower. It shrivels in the sun and falls. But the word of the Lord endures forever. The word of the Lord endures forever.
I'm satisfied with just the cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion
Messiah. Pagkat sa langit may naghihintay, nakahari sariwa sa piling ng Diyos na mayaman. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday the streets that are purest gold.
And you know that I've been away from my family for almost 3 months now, and my wife was not with me, and that simply means you don't have a cook. You don't have someone to wash your clothes. And then I thank God that Sister Cynthia, every time I come here, they allowed me to be in their home and cook Filipino food. Wow. Perfect. And I miss them all, the Filipino food. And talking about Filipino food, I really like your food here, but I like Big Mac Attack, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut, and hot dog. But in the Philippines, hot dog is the real thing. Your hot dog here is artificial. Ours is the real McCoy. So, I would be really missing my favorite food here in your country, the biscuit and gravy. We don't have that biscuit and gravy in the Philippines. I wish I could bring one, you know. And one thing that I will not miss here in America, your cornbread, yaks. Your cornbread looks like a cake, but it tastes like sand. And a woman said, well, you need to get a piece of cornbread and dip it into, she called it buttermilk. And I tried, I dip it in there, and then I put it into my mouth. Whoa. And then the cornbread stuck in here. And because I really want to be, I don't want to be rude, so I tried to swallow it. But my conscience said, spit it out. Spit it out. So that buttermilk really ruined my stay here in America. I know what is butter, I know what is milk, but buttermilk, mine. I tried to find it in the dictionary and I discovered it's rotten milk. It is. So I was just trying to escape from my nervous feeling, so I need to be in a hurry. And probably your pastor The reason why he invited me again, because one time I was here, I told you all, the golden rule in speaking, that blessed is the man that speaks short, for he shall be invited again. So I'm here because I've learned how to speak short rather than Brother Ron. I'm just kidding. I love you, Sir Ron. And in the book of Acts, chapter 8, and bear with me, reading verse 26, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship." In verse 28 of chapter 8, book of Acts, "was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God. To give you at least a title of this message, It Won't Matter. In the book of Acts, this is the beginning of the transition where the message of the kingdom was moved from Jerusalem, moved going to the Gentiles' territories. And that is why we can say that the gospel of the kingdom was replaced to the gospel of the grace of God, like what we have. And it won't matter now whether you are a Jew or a Samaritan or a Gentile. It doesn't make any difference when it comes to salvation, when it comes to the grace of God through faith. It won't matter. Are you with me? As you notice here, the mass evangelism was changed by personal evangelism. Just to give you a little bit simplification of what I'm going to say this morning, this is my first thesis to recognize the important factors for effective personal work of evangelism. Now, personal evangelism is the work of every believer. Personal evangelism should not be a strange word to all of us Christians. In our own term, we are called missionary. Because if you are not a missionary, you are a mission field. You may not be called to be a missionary in Uganda or Africa, But all of us are called to be a missionary to our neighbors, friends, and loved ones. The supported missionaries may cross the ocean, but every believers are called to cross the streets and tell somebody about Jesus. And that is clarified, given to us the command of Matthew 28, verse 19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." My second thesis is to recognize that our God in heaven is not a respecter of person. But let me give you first how God is saving an individual lost person. So stay with me for a while. How God is saving you. How God has given us what are His tools. But first of all, God uses the man of God. In verse 26, as we all know, Philip was enjoying the great things that happening in Jerusalem. People are getting saved. Revival is being experienced. And there were excitement that's the common experiences of all the people right there in Jerusalem. But all of a sudden, God spoke to Philip. In verse 26, if you will, God says, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that God went down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." God knew that there is a very important person on that place, but he needs Jesus. A very religious guy, he knew part of the Bible, but he don't have salvation. And God knew that. And you know what God did? During the time of revival in Jerusalem, God spoke, "Philip, I need you to come for one soul in Gaza." One soul, God uses a man and a woman. Thank God I got saved because someone told me about Jesus. All of you got saved because there's a man of God who preached the Bible. You know, do not misunderstand me. Social media, technology, productions are fine. They are tools. But behind all of that, God is still using a man and a woman to tell somebody about the Lord. People who are lost need to hear the message. Romans 10:17, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." That's why we need to share. That's why we need to tell somebody. That's why we need to testify. That's why we need to preach. But the man and woman of God will not be effective without this, the Spirit of God. In verse 29, "Then the Spirit said unto Philip," have you noticed that? No matter how it doesn't matter if you memorize all the John approach, Romans road, without the moving of the Spirit of God to the one who testified, to the one who evangelized, to the one who preached, there is going to be souls that will be saved. In the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, we have the power to witness. He's going to prepare all of us. The Spirit of God will be the one to open the heart of the lost sinner. He uses the man of God. He uses the Spirit of God. And third, I like this. He uses the Bible. He uses the Scriptures. And without reading the passage that we have read, Philip used the Word of God in verses 32 down to 33. He quoted Isaiah 53 about the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the eunuch heard and read from the scripture, after the Spirit of God spoke to the heart of this lost sinner, and you know what the eunuch said? What hinders me? I'm glad he didn't say, what hinders me to be a Baptist? No, he didn't say that. He didn't say, what hinders me to be a Pentecostal or a Catholic? He said, what hinders me to be baptized? And you know, Philip, because he was filled by the Spirit of God. First of all, Philip said in verse 37, if you believe in thine heart, yes. The eunuch said, I believe. There is no real conversion apart from the Word of God. I like what had happened in verse 39. When this politician, when this important official of the palace got saved, in verse 39, would you mind to read me last verse in chapter 8, verse 39? And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. I do believe one of the signs of real salvation, there is joy in his heart. Are you with me? Are you not glad? God don't show partiality when it comes of salvation. Some says that the Ethiopian were black people. It doesn't matter what color of your skin is. It doesn't matter. It won't matter what citizenship you have. It doesn't matter what career you have in your life. It doesn't matter what culture you have. When it comes to the grace of God, all of us are recipients. Once upon a time, I was a person full of fear. My worst fear in life was the fear of being rejected. My life was full of insecurities. And just to feel accepted by my peers, I did join in a fraternity. Unfortunately, that led me to a life of no return. I became hooked in drugs. If I don't have money to buy drugs, I'll just get an airplane glue, put it in a plastic bag, and snip it. Within 20 minutes, you will be hot. I thought, just to feel accepted. But I was wrong. Little did I know that Satan is really active to get my younger life. And thank God before that happened, someone spoke to me the simple way of salvation right here in the Bible. And thank God, Jesus loved me. He didn't see the color of my skin. He didn't see what career I have because I didn't have. When a person started to believe in his heart about Jesus. Remember, the eunuch got a religion, the eunuch knew the Bible, but he don't have salvation. It won't matter, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for this church. I've seen the missionaries that you've been supported. That signifies you are imitating God that don't show partiality. And God bless you and good morning.